To live in springtime from Amazing Love Assembly Enugu with Bishop Amechi Mwachukwu ministering.
It's my honor this evening and my privilege to introduce my pastor and who you hear on Living Spring broadcast. It's my pastor, Reverend Amechi Mwachukwu, to speak to us with a clap offering to the Lord. Let's invite him.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know, David said, I was glad when they said, let us go to the house of the Lord. Is there anybody here who is happy that is in the midst of God's people?
Yes.
The yes is so unconvincing. Is there anybody who really is joyful to be with the children of God? How political rally can be now? On our fear, manu muchineke ngodi fe carry politics. Hallelujah! Because the person we are following is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. His kingdom has no beginning and no end. So many of us have seen so many governors in this state, so many presidents in this country. States have converged, others have split. Leaders keep changing, but it was Jesus yesterday. It's Jesus today. It will be him tomorrow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. His kingdom has no beginning and no end. And when you are connected to him, you are rightly connected. You know, last week we looked at certain things. This now becomes my side of the seat. You go to your side. Thank you very much. Yeah, we had to do some adjustment. I'm looking for light. Incidentally, too, I found out that this place cools more. Last week we were looking at a few things, and we said that God will fight for you if you belong to him. Hallelujah. God will fight for you. So we say that God will fight for you. The Almighty God will fight for you if you belong to him. And we share that sometime demon spirit principalities ife ji mmada ada acheria ndi igbo so na obu na agbara uzo were mgba odechi. When I was much younger, I always wondered, why must he be over the road that they'll go and fight? Why didn't they say obu na agbara uzo aba ma uzo umahia odechi? They told me, oh, come, no. What they mean by Owerri is the Appian way, the pathway that sometimes goes through people compound. I say, why do they call it Owerri? They said, that one is another story, but have you understood? I said, yes. It is said that when you don't fight for people to stop trespassing on your compound will become a thoroughfare. And that impinges on your security, your privacy, and every other thing. When God wants to deliver his people, the people we are fighting is not flesh and blood. And some of the people you see are only partial of the other people you don't see. That was what formed our story last week. Let's recap it again. In 2 Kings chapter 6, where we read from Isaiah 2 that, can the captives of the mighty be taken? It can't. And Jesus said, you can't enter a strong man's house and take his property unless you first bind him. We read from that 2 Kings chapter 6, Reverend Chijoke is already waiting, from verse 13.
2 Kings chapter 6, from verse 13.
Yes, God will fight for you if you belong to him.
So he said, go and see where he is, that I may send and get him.
And bypassing all the preliminary stories that led to that, yes.
And it was told him, saying, surely he is in Dothan.
Elijah is in staying at Gold Camp. We have discovered where he's staying.
Therefore, he sent horses and chariots.
And so the man sent tanks, equivalent of that today. Tanks, well-kept SWAT teams, people who don't miss, fully armed, and asked them to move over to that place to capture Elijah. Elisha had been a problem. Elisha had been like a spy in the midst of his own team. He will plant something in the state house. Before he will execute it, Elisha will tell the king of Israel, this is what is planned against you. This is a counter strategy. And the guy was troubled. Yes, please.
Therefore, he sent horses and chariots and a great army there. And they came by night and surrounded the city.
It's a normal military procedure. You don't have to be a military person to know that most times ops are usually planted on the early hours of the morn. Yes?
Verse 15.
Yes.
And when the servant of the man of God arose early,
yes,
and went out, there was an army surrounding the city with horses and chariots.
Can you imagine the servant when he came out, opened the window, go be this a compound just to tidy up things? He saw soldiers all over the place. He ran back and cried.
And his servant said to him, alas, my master.
Alas, okay, my master.
What shall we do?
I am with Allah. What are we going to do? This is what is going on. Listen carefully to what Elisha said.
So he answered,
Do
not fear.
Do not fear.
For those who are with us.
Listen carefully. Those who are with us
are more than those who are with them.
Are more than those who are with them. Hallelujah. Continue.
Verse 17.
Yes, please.
And Elisha prayed and said,
Elisha prayed.
Lord, I pray, open his eyes that he may see. Then the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha.
Hallelujah. Now, let me ask you, when Elisha said God opened his eyes, was the servant blind? He was asking him to open which eyes? Spiritual eyes. If you don't have your spiritual eyes, you'll be seeing things only on the periphery. And that is why the world is the way it is. People only work with empirical facts. According to the empiricists, when you add 1 plus 1 is equal to 2, and 4 plus 4 is equal to 8, hopefully you're working on base 10. Life is not like that most of the time. When you work with God, when there are other facts that you don't know. Right now, if I told you there are people occupying this place and they are sitting on seats that you may not see them, some of them standing before you, some of them standing by your side, you may doubt me. But let me assure you, life is more spiritual than physical. And when you don't understand the spiritual equation of life, you'll be moving on life merely as mere statistics. Okay, fuchatal. Okay, ganeso. When they tell you, pray over your food, you say, pray over my food. What am I praying about? Like one man was saying, I asked him to pray. When you have a case in the court, you need to pray very well. Say, pray. I've done my brief. I've read all the references. I've had all my quotations. Where does prayer come in into this matter now? I've done all my research. Give me prayer, but now. When you don't prepare, then you start praying. But later on, to the credit of God and to the glory of Christ, that man now, even after all his research, will be asking all who care to listen, please pray for me. I have a case tomorrow. I need the wisdom of God to help me meet over the enemy. My friend, life is not just what you think it is. It's not on the surface. That you don't see something doesn't mean it does not exist. That you can't catch something does not mean that that thing does not have a form. You may be limited in scope. And when God opened the servant's eye, he noticed that though he was seeing physical soldiers, there were equally physical soldiers in spiritual uniform that nobody was seeing. And that's why the Bible said in Psalm 34 that the angel of the Lord is encamping around those who fear God to deliver them. If you are a child of God, that's why when we enter a place, if we enter a vehicle, because as you are traveling on the vehicle, demon persons are also traveling. And so that's why when we enter a vehicle and we are traveling, we pray. What is the essence of our prayer? Father, we take authority in this motto. Whatever it is, demon, blood-sucking spirit, powers of darkness, occultic powers, whatever it is, confusion in the mind of the driver. Sometimes he sees people that he doesn't, nobody else is seeing. Father, we claim that safety shall be our portion. We shall go and come back in the name of Jesus Christ. We are not doing it as cosmetics. It's a real war that we are on. And we are telling you that if you belong to Christ, Jesus, the Almighty God, will fight for you. And we concluded that by looking at what he said in Exodus chapter 14, verses 13 and 14.
Exodus 14.
Yes, please.
From verse 13. And Moses said to the people,
yes,
do not be afraid.
Don't be afraid.
Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Which he will accomplish for you today.
Yes.
For the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall see again no more forever.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Verse 14.
Yes.
The Lord will fight for you.
The Lord will fight for you.
And you shall hold your peace.
And you shall hold your peace. Touch your neighbor again. Who is fighting your battles for you? Are you doing it by muscle? Idago not already. Idago. The Bible says it's not by power nor by might. Tell your neighbor, the Bible says it's not by power nor by might, but by the Spirit of the living God. If it was by might, Goliath would have killed David. But because it's a spiritual war, a little catapult, energized by the Holy Spirit, was like Scud missile in the face of Goliath. And the sword of Goliath was used to kill Goliath by a small boy that was not even a recruit. Hallelujah! My friend, the battle of life is not for anybody. It is God who fights our battle. Whether it is in the office, if you don't understand it, you will think, the person doing me, oh, that boss normally my water. The problem I have where I got married, my mother-in-law doesn't want to see me. You marry Fanny. Only a demon by inside your mother-in-law, using your mother-in-law. And if you don't understand, you'll be fighting with your mother-in-law. But when you kneel down, Father, I'm coming. I resist the spirit moving, the spirit of hatred, the spirit of rejection, moving in the power of my mother-in-law. And I come against that spirit. I bring that spirit. I command you, leave my mother-in-law alone. You will see changes that you may not have predicted. It doesn't matter whom that person may be, whether it's boss in the office, whether it's landlord, or father-in-law, or anybody else for that matter. Because greater is Christ in us than the demons that are there outside. If you are a child of God, shout amen.
Amen.
If you know what I'm talking, shout another amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Greater is Christ in us. I like to suggest that many people go through life with their eye blinded. What do you call my name? Poppy. Poppy, yes. Poppy, yes. Come and touch me. Poppy, yes. Look, when you don't see spiritually, you'll just be going through life, and that's what will be happening to you. Onya sim is onya nkozo. Nweti ya weti na matere, nweti ya yati na. It doesn't work like that. Life is much more than that. You need to understand who you are in the spirit, and in the spirit, when you arise in the spirit, the demons, whatever they represent, they cannot stand before any child of God. But the biggest problem we have today in our world is mere religion. Religion ebugain. That's why we are discussing tonight through Christianity versus mere religion. Through Christianity versus mere religion. When I was in the north, I used to pain me when we talk about Christianity, and some of them say, we don't have Christians in the east. I say, how can you dare say it? How dare you say it? Those places, everybody is a Christian, but none of them is Christian. I said, no. There's so many. We are Christian East. You people are mixed up. But later, when I came down here, The reality of what confronted me was that everybody was having a Christian name. The next armed robber that they are going to catch, may that be a David or Daniel, the next lady they will catch doing something will either be Christiana or Josephine. All of them were fully baptized one way or the other, found themselves in churches. The person committing crimes and all the other things were supposedly people, quote and unquote, Christians. Mere religion kills. And that's why we are discussing tonight true Christianity versus mere religion. Religion, as the man who was the father of communism said, he describes as opium of the masses. Paul said that as he was going through Athens, that he noticed that the people had, they worship anything. And when he came to a point, when they did this, one of them said, there may be some God we don't know. So they built a house and named it to the unknown God. It is said that man is first and foremost homo religiosus before he is a homo sapien. The worship, just worshiping anything. Anything, wherever you put man, if he doesn't worship serpent, that some of you enjoy so much. There are some communities, Eke is their mother. Hey, Eke, hell, nemo, nemo, ma, bataba, ewa, nekweku, hey, because, challenge, Eke. Kendina worship Eke neba, oh, my uncle, when I came, thank God for that, thank you, man. Makane, what can I afford? You afford Python. Nay, hey, no, hello, ne, bataba. Some people worship other things. Stone. We move into so many communities around. Some people who live in thatch houses, they don't have a simple zinc over their roof, but they will manage to get a good zinc to make a shrine where they will be sacrificing things and putting some of them may never eat chicken in 1 year, but this thing gonna talk. And you will see in that shrine where they will put it, tapioca salad and everything and blood stains. Religion has become something not only in our place. Go to Afghanistan, the same thing. China, the same thing. Get up and allo say too much everywhere. Japan, the same thing. You have some people the other day they were saying they were celebrating, I think it's in Peru, the Day of the Dead. You say, yes, onyawa. The Day of the Dead. Onyamulan wukine celebrate here. I think you know that. People who are alive know how to do a lot of deception. You are celebrating the dead, then the living will come and be enjoying. The dead is gone. And sometimes it's the dead that we never cared when he was alive. Like that man reflected on his drama. Died wretched. It's important to remember that religion is a common denominator in any culture, both here, outside, and everywhere. And when you are not careful, you may be locked deep into what you think is Christianity, but it's not. And we're going to be looking at an example in the Bible, in our text tonight. Acts of the Apostle. Acts of the Apostle. Chapter 16. The reason why man likes religion, but doesn't like Christianity, Paul said it's because they want something they can control. Christianity will control you. Christianity will control your dressing, the way you make your hair, the way you put your tie, the way you walk, whether you will drink. People were talking about their various testimonies. And as I was listening, I said, hey, when would they give me an opportunity to give my own testimony? Because I was inside the religion. Until the Lord met me and gave me opportunity to surrender my life to Jesus Christ. Given my background, I couldn't be described as somebody who didn't have a religious home. My father was the organist at St. Bart's Anglican Church. I was born in the maternity home right there at Asata. So it wasn't a question of, I have never gone to church. No, my mother was a member of the Mother's Guild. High ranking. So I did inside. Can you imagine after the war, where I was staying at Mama 40 Azala Street, Abani Road, or whatever it is, number 40, Abani Road, Ozala Mansion. Some girls who were living there in the same yard had the audacity to come and tell me, "Are you born again?" I laughed. Can you even mark born again? Have you heard about Socrates? Do you know anything about metaphysics? Have you read the Romance of Two Worlds by Madame Curie? Do you know anything about the soul of Lilith? I was quoting all the philosophical books I've read. They were patient. One of them have come to the church and said that she was my mother. I'm sure some of you remember her. The daughter of the late Senate Superintendent of Assemblies of God, Debbie Ezibodem. And she was staying with some other girls in that place. Some of them, I've lost them now because I've gone to glory, like the former Onyedumeku and others. Have you seen so many others? And then they were coming and telling me that Jesus Christ, you need to give your life. You need to surrender your life. I said, what do you mean? Because they met me with my palm wine, where I was taking it cool in the evening. Now, what you were, Makaisiaga. And after the war, there was a lot of Iwe. You know what I mean by Mwapu Iwe? What does that mean? Smoking. And so because they saw me smoking and saw me drinking, they felt I was not born again. Can you just imagine the insult? So I told them, okay, what do you want? They said, no, am I accept a man be born again? I said, I was born again. I was baptized while I was less than 2 months by a serious minister in the Anglican Communion. And I was confirmed by L.N. Uzodike, the Archbishop in Enugu at that time in Niger. So who are you to look at me and say I'm not religious? By the way, I have attended Roman Catholic Church, St. Mary's. So I knew what Christianity, that I was functioning in the Christ Apostolic that was then at the other side. That during the war, I was inside Faith Tabernacle, first century. Listen, don't come. What side of the church do you want that I don't have? They said, okay, we'll share with you, we'll follow you. And if you don't mind, follow us to one meeting. Foolish me, I went. What am I disposition? When you see, I must put it in context. And these charming girls. So we followed them. Hallelujah. And coming in, it was GDNC, Oban Siebe. They invited a speaker to the scripture union then. And as he spoke, something caught my heart. I don't know whether. I think that my neighbor said they must have done something to me. I came out from my seat that day. A whole me, Orlando Martins. Came and gave my life to Christ. By the time I came back, they said, what did you do? He said, I don't know what happened, but I found that I was sinner. I said I was even crying. It's wonderful. I gave my life more than 2 times. The next time another preacher came, I wanted to make an assurance, doubly sure, and surrendered my life to Jesus. Brethren, it hasn't been easy. It was a tough going. Entering the Scripture Union, working with the Assemblies of God, being inside ECOWA, and understanding what true Christianity was, is different from mere religion. The problem I had was my drinking. The problem I had was the other indulgences, and how can I leave my drinking and my smoking? Does Christ, is there any place in the Bible who say that shall not drink? Any place. Those girls couldn't show me. You're defeating for that day. No place. Is there any place he said you shall not smoke? They said you are the tabernacle of the Holy Spirit. That how can you be killing your body with smoke? I said this is inferential argument. It's not written there. But thank God that when I met Christ, I'm not giving up those things because the law says I should, but I found out that they were incompatible with my profession of Christianity. And when Jesus came in, life has not been easy. It has been tough. It's not easy going, faced a lot of trials and opposition, responding to God's call into the ministry, but Jesus have made all the difference in my life. And I want you to know, if you're here and you've never given him your life, stop playing church. Stop playing religion. Hey, they baptized by Onya, hey, they confirmed by Onya, you know this. Let's read our text as you are going to see. Acts chapter 16, from verse 16 to verse 24.
Acts 16.
Yes, please.
From verse 16. Now it happened, as we went to prayer, that a certain slave girl possessed...
I don't require their standing here. I can appreciate your allegiance to tradition, but here is freelance. Carry on. Yes. Carry
now,
on.
Now it happened, as we went to prayer, that a certain slave girl, possessed with a spirit of divination, met
us. I want
us.
You to note something here. They were going to where? They were going to where? And who met them? A certain what? Okay. Possessed by? Spirit of what? What does that mean in Igbo? Oburo banje. Igba afa. The spirit of divination. I want you to know the story very carefully, because religion can be very enslaving. This girl, as this girl is going like this, and you see this girl coming, can somebody just walk behind me? Anybody walk behind me? Can we make her the girl? There's a tall man walking behind me. I think, Shiribok, it's Chinedu, Chinedu, Kongo, Chinedu. Hallelujah. As you were walking behind me, I know you have a great future. Amen. You can return to your seat. This girl had the morgany divine ibafa for caster. I saw you, and the way I saw you, there were certain things I saw. Hey, there's a girl here. You're having problem in your family. Hey. As I was praying, I saw a hand. I saw a hand, and that hand was wearing bangle. How is your mother-in-law? I said, yes, so my mother-in-law. And that house, they have now put what inside the place? Matches. Where there was no problem. Listen very carefully again to the story in the Bible. I told you we are discussing true Christianity versus what? Mere religion. A religious person can see vision. Religious person can see dreams. Religious person can predict anything. Today, this book by Nostradamus, the man who saw tomorrow, he's selling, in fact, he's the best unofficial bestseller. What are you worried about? What will happen tomorrow when you have not taken time to sort out your life today? Yes, please.
Now it happened,
yes,
as we went to prayer, that a certain slave girl,
possessed
with a spirit of divination.
The Bible says was possessed. The Bible never uses that word for in a positive sense. He says we are filled, we are full of, we are overwhelmed, but possessed shows a certain loss of self-independence and self-will. When you are possessed, it means there's a loss of control inside it. And so this girl is possessed by a certain demon, and it was the demon of divination. Yes, please.
That a certain slave girl.
The girl was in bondage. Keep that in mind. Yes, please.
Possessed with the spirit of divination, met us, who brought her masters much profit by fortune telling.
You notice what? Let me explain this. This girl, when she dreams, it comes true. This man, when he prays, things happen. This person, when you come, he can do something. So certain guys came together and said, "There, I can make a church." What are we going to call it? The Marathon Church of Miracles. Hallelujah. You will be the pastor. We shall be paying you, okay? People will be coming, you pray for them. You may think what I'm doing is make believe. That's what they did with this girl. Got somebody, demon possessed, fixed her up, and they were servicing her And she was very busy attending to blind people who were lost in religion, who were coming. I just want to pray. I'm looking for admission since I've been trying to marry. There's one man, Isaac. Isaac, Biagide, Quaka and Kembu, Quaka and Kibwa. It looks like Isaac, Isaac, I may go, Isaac, Buffalo. Isaac came the first time, came the second time. When they said, okay, let us do something on money, Isaac ran away. Because Isaac never was in with your son and instrument. So you know this. This girl will see, and as they are doing this thing, the demon will be telling through that girl, yes. What do you want me to do? Actually, I'm the next man. Let the next man come and fulfill the whole thing. I said, don't worry. If you have next week, you will tell me 7 yams. 2 pounds or 4,000. Get me a chicken that has teeth. Fly that has only one eye. And goat without horn. Not sheep.
Now, where will I find these things now? I can't find them. Where will I find? How will I know if a fly that has only one eye?
Well, I'll give you the equivalent in money if you want.
Please, equivalent in money. Within 25,000, I can sort out everything for you.
That's what was going on here. Religious business. And so many blind people were satisfied. If you ask them, we went to service today. We went to church. We were there. The man gave us prophecy. He told us so many things. And people are continuing. I want you to listen carefully. Difference between true Christianity and mere religion. Religion will kill you, but Christianity will deliver you. Yes, please.
Now it happened as we went to prayer that a certain slave girl possessed with the spirit of divination,
that's right,
met us, who brought her masters much profit by fortune telling.
Pure business. He brought her master much fortune by fortune money, by fortune telling. Yes.
This girl followed Paul and us.
Our story begins. This girl was following Paul and us.
And cried out, saying,
and see what she was crying.
These men are the servants of the Most High God.
These men are the servants of Most High God. I want to ask you, was Paul a servant of Most High God?
Yes.
Because some of you say, what he said is true. It's working. He said, I've been suffering from malaria. I went to that doctor. They said I have malaria plus. I went to the other one. He said it's Plasmodium plasmodium. I'm not even here, but it was standing Plasmodium plasmodium. Something. Malaria can't work with a ring form. I went to another person. He said the typhoid was aggregated onto it. I've taken Amala. Which is the next, last one? Amala. Donut. Druna. Lunat. Kekwazo. Atesonet. What do you give her name? What do you give And so, you know all the names and you know all the things. And they said to you, this is not ordinary malaria. It's not. Where do you live? He said, I live with my uncle. Not another malaria. Not another malaria. What does your uncle do? He's a businessman. Oh, yes, I can see him now. He's a businessman. They're looking for somebody they will sacrifice, but it shall not be you. I'm glad you came here today. We'll be doing trouble in a home that was at peace. They have planted it. And that if you are not careful, your uncle will use you to make juju. Trouble has started. Classical. Nothing else you believe. Religion causes confusion. Religion causes division. How can many people who claim they are children of God A, children of God B, in the same family, no peace? If it doesn't happen in your own, it happens in so many that I know, including our own. The same people praying together. This one goes to rock. This one goes to amazing love. This one goes to deeper life. This one goes to old path. This one goes to assemblies. This one goes to Gozo. Or Google? Apostolic. Fancha. And yet, when they meet together in their house, let us pray. How are we going to be able to pray and celebrate something? Say, no, there's nothing to pray about, because in my church, they warned me that on a day like this, I should not meet with people. What's that? Children of God. Is the Holy Spirit the author of confusion? Religion can kill you. Religion can destroy you. And all I'm telling you tonight, if you're in the clutches of religion, by the time we finish, run to Jesus and receive deliverance. Hallelujah. Yes, please.
This girl followed Paul and us.
You followed Paul and us.
And cried out, saying, These men are the servants of the Most High God.
Yes.
Who proclaimed to us the way of salvation.
What she said was true. They are servants of the Most High God, and what they are saying is the word of God and the word of salvation. Yes, please.
Verse 18. And this she did for many days.
She was doing this many days. Anytime she sees Paul and Silas and others going, including Dr. Luke, he was saying, brethren, these are the men of God. These are holy men. By the Spirit, she could tell. She knew. But because she was a demon spirit, she was not authorized to speak. If you are not careful, religion can lead you, giving you half-baked truth, and you'll be saying, Ifogwalumbo Ezioku, what he told me is true. What he told you is true. Where is the source? Whose authority is he talking from? Yes, please.
And this she did for many days.
Yes.
But Paul, greatly annoyed.
When he was doing this, Paul was greatly annoyed.
Turned and said to the Spirit.
And Paul turned and said to the Spirit.
I command you in the name of Jesus
Christ. I command you in the name of Jesus of Nazareth.
To come out of her.
Come out of her.
And he came out that very hour.
And that very hour he came out. Let me ask you. If it was today. And you are going with some of us men of God, suffering from ego deflection and inferiority complex. And as I'm coming here, somebody will meet me downstairs. Or somebody will shout in here, hey, this is Bishop Manchuku. He's a man of God. Listen to him. As he told them, since I'm staying with them, they don't even appreciate it. Told them, or if you are moving on the main road and they are running after you, this is a man of God, this is a man, and what he's saying is from God. Many of us would have needed some fanning to cool down our effervescent pride. Yes, even demons are recognizing that I'm a man of God. Do you need testimony from demons? When they were saying that Jesus was the Son of God, what did Jesus do in the Bible? He rebuked them. My friend, it's important to know what she said was true. Many people were coming and the owners were walking and using this demon spirit to enslave. They don't plan the girl to be free. It's only Jesus that freed this girl that was locked up in demonic possession. And when this girl was free, all the other people that they were enslaving in religion had a chance of being free. The devil will not like it. See their reaction. Yes, please.
These men are the servants of the Most High God.
They are the servants of the Most High God.
Who proclaim to us the way of salvation.
That's true.
And this she did for many days. But Paul, greatly annoyed, turned and said to the Spirit,
yes.
I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her.
Yes.
And he came out that very hour.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. There's power in the blood of Jesus Christ, brethren. Mere religion kills, but true Christianity will deliver. Read on, please.
But when her masters saw that their hope of profit was gone, they seized Paul and Silas and dragged them into the marketplace to the authorities.
That's right.
And they brought them to the magistrates and said, these men, being Jews...
You stop at verse 24, yes.
...exceedingly trouble our city.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 21. And they teach customs which are not lawful for us, being Romans, to receive or observe.
Please, I want to ask you, is that the truth? Were they teaching any custom? Who was the first person that threw the conversation open? Was it not the slave girl? The evil spirit in them. Some of you will say, what did she do wrong? Is it not okay? No. If Paul had kept quiet And actually, Paul was a man of God, that he was. And he don't need any demon to say you are a man of God. Even if demons say you are not a man of God and you are a man of God, you remain a man of God. It doesn't make any difference. So this girl who was saying this is a man of God, if Paul in going kept quiet, she would have gotten some accreditation. When they are gone, she will say, remember, the other time I told these men of God, they are men of God. Today, I'm telling you that's another place we are going. They are bound to follow. Because by establishing her credibility and establishing her right to speak where she didn't have the authority and using these men as a subterfuge to establish the evil nature of what she was doing, she would have had a credibility that she did not deserve in that community. That was why the demon in her needed to be attacked. And see what the masters were doing. Yes, please.
Verse 22.
Yes, please.
Then the multitude rose up together against them.
Ozubo multitude, the multitude did what? Yes.
And the magistrates tore off their clothes.
In Noria, police brutality were brought to Obido. The magistrates who have not heard the case did what? Tore their clothes off.
And commanded them to be beaten with rods.
And commanded them to be beaten with rods.
Verse 23.
Yes.
And when they had laid many stripes on them.
When they show some of these things in Mexican border, what the U.S. police is doing. And when police everywhere. You know that this thing didn't start today. It's as old as time. Somebody you have gotten, no charges laid. You are presumed innocent until proven in most police cases, you are guilty until proven innocent. Unless God has mercy on you. You are saved on a good day and there are some people watching. Otherwise, you are guilty. How many people have died? Did Biko died in where? Police custody or inside a hotel? Police custody, South Africa. Police brutality did not start today. It has no geography, no boundaries, everywhere. And they were beating Paul for nothing. Yes, please.
And when they had laid many stripes on them.
When they had laid many stripes on them.
They threw them into prison.
They threw them into prison.
Commanding the jailer to keep them securely.
Yes.
Verse 24. Having received such a charge.
Jailer. Water. Keep your hand this kind of advantage. Okay, for London. Don't let our guy look for them. These are hardened criminals. Sorry for you. The warder will deal with you beyond any imagination you can imagine. Yes, please.
Having received such a charge, he put them into the inner prison.
Of course.
And fastened their feet in the stocks.
That's right. Not only do we put inside, but their 2 feet was inside a place that even if they wanted to get up, they need help. Come and let me see how you will escape. The rest of the story, we are not going into it today. But brethren, I say that mere religion kills. It is true Christianity that can bring salvation. And as you look at this story, and as you look at what was going on, and as you look at what was happening, these people framed Paul. They said he did what he did never did. They took them and beat them. Why? Because a girl that they had gotten with a demon spirit operating through her was now operating and church was happening. So many people were gathering and she was operating and her masters were getting money. They show you something. A lot was going on with these people and they were now responding in religion. But then none of them received Christ. It was when Paul came and the girl whom they were using was freed. And that meant that all the other people they were going to hold captive will be free. The trouble started. You know, I like to just close this by giving you another illustration. That is our text. Where this happened. Because if you are not cognizant, mere religion has more followers than true Christianity. Mere religion. Ebo ne kweko. It doesn't follow. That's why I'm asking you, true Christianity versus mere religion. Mere religion can strip you of all you have, It can lead you into penury. I have known people. I walked through one place not too far from her, and I saw an obituary of a young man they were going to bury. The woman said to me, "If we no ndoka guria, say hey ndoka, uka how?" I said, "No, okay." He was a prosperous young man. He went into one church. They did the other thing or the other thing. I said, "Well, I can't deny his church. But like we often tell you people, everything in this world has got a counterfeit. Whether it is men of God or women of God, church of God or church of anything, anything, including currency. And it is important that you realize that there's a difference between true Christianity and mere religion." Let's look at the other example before I give you opportunity to respond. In First Kings. Yes, please, brother. Chapter 22.
First Kings 22.
Yes, please. First Kings from verse 1.
"Now 3 years passed without war between Syria and Israel."
Yes.
"Then it came to pass in the third year that Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, went down to visit the king of Israel. And the king of Israel said to his servants, 'Do you know that Ramoth in Gilead is ours? But we hesitate to take it out of the hand of the king of Syria.'"
Yes, verse 5.
"Also Jehoshaphat said to the king of Israel, 'Please inquire for the word of the Lord today.'"
I want you to listen carefully. They were going to go to battle, and they knew that you may have the best aircraft, the best missiles, the best artillery, the best infantry, the best naval force, the first ship, the best anything you can have, but that victory will come from the Lord. David said that some trust in chariots and others trust in horses, but our trust is in the name of the Lord our God. Unless the Lord gives you victory, you will not get victory by what you think or people you think you know. They may disappoint you when you need them most. Your victory and confidence must only lie in God alone. Yes, please.
Verse 6. "Then the king of Israel gathered the prophets together."
Excuse me. I want you to notice something there. This other man asked him, "Can we inquire from the Lord?" So by that time, the king of Israel had been able to corrupt the religious existence in that time. Anytime they are opening a party, they will invite all the ministers in the town because they can't speak the truth to the person who is reigning, whether it's governor, head of state, or councilor. All of them have been corrupted with one thing or the other. They were all in mass going to Abuja to make sure that it is youth earnestly demanding. They were all together corrupted with one thing or the other. They were moving. And so at this time, when he came for anything to do, they have become mere religious leaders. And what was he doing? When they asked him, "Ask, let us inquire from men of God." All ministers, and all of them gathered. You soon see what happened. Yes?
"Then the king of Israel gathered the prophets together."
Even the word they use will tell you. Gather. Anagada or nama. Gather, gathered. Achikata. Yes?
"About 400 men."
Did you hear that? About how many?
400.
Read on, yes.
"And said to them, 'Shall I go against Ramoth Gilead?'"
Just listen very carefully. I say there's a difference between true Christianity and mere religion. The reason why people remain in religion is not that they don't know the truth, it's what they want to hear. And you may continue to get what you want, but there's going to be a day of reckoning. Yes, please.
"Shall I go against Ramoth Gilead?"
Shall I fight Ramoth Gilead?
"Or shall I refrain?"
Shall I go back?
"So they said."
They said.
"Go up, for the Lord will deliver it into the hand."
We want you to go up. The Lord will give it to your hands. Shay, 400 of them. Kuri baba shindaraba here. We have seen the Lord said you will go and win. Just go ahead and apply for your visa. From what we are seeing and what we are looking at, you will be able to get that lottery. In fact, from what I saw in the spirit, I saw an aeroplane taking off. And as I was inquiring, I knew that you were inside it. Carry on. Yes?
Verse 7.
Yes?
"And Jehoshaphat said."
Jehoshaphat. Listen to what Jehoshaphat said.
"Is there not still a prophet of the Lord here?"
Jehoshaphat asked him, "Your Excellency, You have brought these 400 people. But let me ask you, is there not a prophet of God here? What is he saying, my implication about the other 400? They were, obviously, the man was not impressed. These 400 people from all the various churches, all of us, Abiago, and His Excellency, if I have a good normal, Your Excellency, you are God's chosen person for this city at this time. Without you, our city will not work. We say the same thing to the last person. We say the same thing to the last third person. We will say it to another person tomorrow. When shall you find people who will speak the truth? Because it is in righteousness that a city is exalted. Can somebody say amen to that? Yes, please.
And Jehoshaphat said,
Is
there not still a prophet of the Lord here?
So is there no prophet of God here?
That we may inquire of him.
Somebody who can tell us the mind of God. Listen carefully.
Verse 8.
Yes.
So the king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat,
yes,
there is still one man.
And I like it around that man. Yes.
Micaiah, the son of Imla.
Yes.
By whom we may inquire of the Lord.
We can ask him. Yes.
But I hate him.
I like Ramya.
Because he does not prophesy good concerning me, but evil.
Excuse me. Did you hear it? What was at stake? Is it truth or falsehood? What did he say? He does not tell me what I want to hear. It's still going on today. That's why mere religion has many converts. Many people like to be doing what they like. Nobody challenging them. After all, it's your own church different. What are we talking about? I went to other place. They did this. They are doing that. They are doing. You can do anything you like. You have freedom of worship. Freedom of association. But God has only one standard. Mere religion will kill you. True Christianity will give you deliverance. Carry on, please.
And Jehoshaphat said,
let
not the king say such things.
He said, let the king not speak like that.
Then the king of Israel called an officer and said, bring Micaiah, the son of Imla, quickly.
Yes.
Verse 10. The king of Israel and Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, having put on their robes, sat each on his throne at a threshing floor at the entrance of the gate of Samaria.
Verse 11.
Now Zedekiah, the son of Chenana,
yes,
had made horns of iron for himself.
Zedekiah, kissing a regimental horn. Zedekiah, the chief of the prophets, he had made horns of what?
Iron.
Iron.
And he said,
you said to him,
thus says the Lord.
Thus says the Lord. O king. Hallelujah.
With these you shall gore the Syrians.
This is what the Lord said. You will gore the Syrians.
Until they are destroyed.
You will destroy them till they are destroyed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's what the chief of the prophet or the 400 said. Yes.
And all the prophets prophesied so, saying.
And all the prophets said, he said, to God. Yes.
Go up to Ramoth Gilead and prosper.
Move over to Ramoth Gilead, you will succeed.
For the Lord will bring light into the kingdom.
What you want is what you will get. You don't come to God on your own terms. There's a price to pay if you want to be a true Christian. There's a cross to carry. There is something about Christ that you must deny yourself. Take up your cross and follow him. You must surrender your will and surrender your emotion and allow Jesus to take over. You don't come to God doing what you like. You come to God doing what he wants you to do by the word of God. Yes, please.
Verse 13. Then the messenger who had gone to call Micah.
The messenger. Micah. The messenger has tried to help Micah. Yes.
Spoke to him saying.
He told him.
Now listen.
Nine again him.
The words of the prophets.
The prophet Nine, all the ministers done in Ugu. Listen carefully.
The words of the prophets.
All the ministers, both of them, Roman Catholic, Anglican, Pentecostal, Presbyterian, Methodist, Amazing Law, the Lord said, Genti. Yes.
With one accord.
All of them with one accord.
Encourage the king.
They told the king, if one achieve Amaka. Yes.
Please, let your word be like the word of one of them.
If na kwakwai, oku otike zimbia boy, mananka sika nzunye go shuka. When you go there, so libe ukwonya. in a little trouble. He like a trouble. Yes.
Please, let your word be like the word of one of them.
Let your word be like their own.
And speak encouragement.
Just go for even if you disagree, Malochi is sitting here somehow. Yes.
And Micaiah said,
as
the Lord lives,
he doesn't even help himself. Yes.
Whatever the Lord says to me,
as the Lord lives, whatever the Lord says, what I will say, that's trouble set. The thing is bound to collide. Yes.
Verse 15.
Yes.
Then he came to the king.
He came to the king.
And the king said to him, Micaiah, shall we go to war against Ramoth Gilead or shall we refrain?
Yes.
And he answered him, go and prosper, for the Lord will deliver it into the hand of the king.
Thank God. The way he said it, the king Amagonyavu. So when he came, the king asked him, shall we go? Yeah. Thank God and do what you like, you will prosper. The Lord will give it to your hands. Yes, the king said.
So the king said to him.
How
many times shall I make you swear?
How many times I'll adjure you in the name of the Lord to tell me nothing but the truth? Yes.
Then he said,
he now came up and said,
I saw the whole Israel scattered on the mountains.
They were scattered on the mountains. Scattered on the mountains.
That have no shepherd.
Sheep without shepherd, which meant that their leader had been what? Killed. Yes.
And the Lord said, these have no master.
These ones have no master.
Let each return to his house in peace.
That's right.
Verse 18. And the king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat. Did I not tell you
something bad to add to it? Or like rum, I'm more like him. That was the problem. Yes.
Did I not tell you he would not prophesy good concerning me but
yes.
evil?
Yes.
Verse 19. Then Micaiah said, therefore hear the word of the Lord.
Then since you want to hear the truth, listen to what God said.
I saw the Lord sitting on his
listen
throne.
Listen carefully. That's where we are going to. I saw the Lord sitting on the throne. And that's where some of you miss it. When you peel back at some of these your prayer homes, I saw the Lord sitting on the throne. What you don't know is that even today, when the Lord is on the throne, demons are in attendance. Angel spirits are in attendance because all spirits are subject to God. God is called the Father of all spirits. Listen carefully, yes?
I saw the Lord sitting on
the throne. I saw the Lord sitting on the throne.
And all the host of heaven.
And the host of heaven were there. More manje, more accidents, more name maybe. They were all together.
Standing by.
They were standing by, waiting to be ordered.
On his right hand and on his left.
Yes.
Verse 20. And the Lord said, who will persuade Ahab?
The Lord said, who will make this man who does not listen to start pursuing foolishness so that he can go and have accident and die on the road? Yes.
Who will persuade Ahab to go up that he may fall at Ramoth Gilead? So one spoke in this manner and another spoke in that manner.
Verse 21.
Then a spirit came forward and stood before the Lord and said, I will persuade him.
Verse 22.
The Lord said to him, in what way? So he said, I will go out and be a lying spirit.
Listen carefully. The Lord said, I will be what? Lying spirit. I will make them to be telling people lies. Since that is what they want to hear, we will feed them with lies, program it in a way that they will believe it, and they will run into problems. Yes?
I will go out and be a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets. And the Lord said, you shall persuade him and also prevail. Go out and do so.
Verse 23.
Therefore, look, the Lord has put a lying spirit in the mouth of all these prophets of yours.
Yes.
And the Lord has declared disaster against you.
Hey, Zedekiah, that one who made the horn, didn't like it. See what he did, yes?
Now Zedekiah, the son of Chenelah,
Zedekiah
went near and struck Micaiah on the
went
cheek.
Went near. If I found a backhand, dog, I'd be mad unexpectedly. He went near where he was. I'm not coming for a wall. I'm not coming for a wall. Where up a wall, eh? Went close and gave him solid backhand. When did the spirit leave all of us? Do you know my title? I have been an archbishop for the past 15 years. Only if I've been a bishop for 20 years. Only if I'm a bishop for the past 10 years. Game one, you have no designation. Can I allow in a general minister's meeting? So how can God wanting to talk to us bypass all of us, timber and caliber, men of juggernauts, women of substance, and speak through you, an ordinary evangelist? Come on. Read it again.
Now
Zedekiah,
the son of Chenana,
yes,
went near and struck Micaiah on the cheek and said, which way did the spirit from the Lord go?
One who saw the spirit is Yosinenu Kosinane.
Which way did the spirit from the Lord go from me to speak to
How
you?
How can the spirit of God bypass me to you? And then where's seniority in the spiritual? And if the spirit of God wants to talk to people, he will speak from me. I am the head of all the ministers here. Yes?
25.
Yes.
And Micaiah said, indeed you shall see on that day when you go into an inner chamber to hide.
Verse 26.
So the king of Israel said, take Micaiah and return him to Ammon, the governor of the city, and to Joash, the king's son.
Yes.
Verse 27. And say, thus says the king, put this fellow in prison and feed him with bread of affliction and water of affliction until I come in peace.
Yes, verse 28.
But Micaiah said,
yes,
if you ever return in peace, the Lord has not spoken
to me. Then the Lord has not spoken to me. Between the conflict of the gods, religion, Christianity, if it happens as you have said, then God has not spoken to me. Because I know there's only one God. And all demons, they bow at the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, please.
But Micaiah said, if you ever return in peace, the Lord has not spoken by me. And he said, take heed, all you people. Verse 29. So the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, went up to Ramoth Gilead. And the king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, I will disguise myself and go into battle.
That was the element I didn't like in the whole story. The king of Israel, who said he was not being told the truth. Why I'm saying that some of you here, instead of surrendering your life to Christ, you say your friend said. That friend who said he doesn't believe in what they are doing, this king of Israel, was the one who said, I will disguise myself and go into battle. Which means he believed what was said. But the other Onukwigala will now go into battle without disguising himself, and they are going to kill him, but for the grace of God. He said, I will disguise. And the other one said, it's all right. Take that verse again.
And the king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat,
yes,
I will disguise myself and go into battle. Mm-hmm. But you, put on your robes.
Okay.
So the king of Israel disguised himself and went into battle.
Oh God.
Verse 31.
Just jump to 34, Jerry. Okay, let's read on so that we can get that human add to it. Yes.
Now the king of Syria had commanded the 32 captains of his chariot, saying,
verse 32, yes.
So it was when the captains of the chariot saw Jehoshaphat, that they said, surely it is the king of Israel. Therefore they turned aside to fight against him, and Jehoshaphat cried out.
Did you hear that? When they turned around and wanted to kill him, who was dressed as a king, king Israel, I'm not the king. The king is not in the midst of this, but it's not well. I'm Jehoshaphat from Judah. From the king of Israel. They said the other man didn't tell them the truth. Usually it's often too late when you discover that religion has failed you. But if you are walking with Jesus, there's always hope. Yes, please.
Verse 33. And it happened when the captains of the chariot saw.
Verse 34 now.
Now a certain man drew a bow at random and struck the king of Israel between the joints of his armor.
Verse 37.
So the king died and was brought to Samaria.
Verse 38 as the last.
Then someone washed the chariots at a pool in Samaria, and the dogs licked up his blood while the harlots bathed, according to the word of the Lord which he had spoken.
Hallelujah. That thing God said, it doesn't matter the number of people that are following religion, Christianity, true Christianity, is what will give you deliverance. And if you're here, and you have never made peace with God sincerely, what you are following is like myself. You believe you know religion. You believe you are baptized. You believe you are in church. You believe you are a communicant. You believe you are this. But you have never really had an encounter with Jesus. When I ask you to surrender your life to Christ, quickly get up and will lead you to a prayer that will change your life forever. What that does is that the powers of hell can be loosened against you, but they will never succeed against you. Because greater will be Christ in you than all the demons outside. Let us pray. I'd like to say to you, Today is the opportunity God has been waiting for, and you have been waiting. And you say, listen, man of God, I want to give my life to Christ. I want to have that encounter with Jesus. I want to be sure that today I can say sincerely that Jesus, you are mine and I'm yours. I want to break loose from mere religion and I want to move into true Christianity. If you're here and you want to do that, I'd like you to stand where you are and I'll lead you in prayer. Just stand up and say, this is what I want to do. God bless you as you are doing that. So I just want to do that. Just stand where you are and say, I want to. Remember, it is you who will do it. Nobody will do it for you. He said, I want to give my life to Jesus. I want to. I want to have that encounter that changes me, transforms me. It's not what people say, not what others think. It's my life. I'd like you to stand up so I can lead you in prayer. God bless you as you are doing that. It's important you did so. It's your life that is at stake. Nobody else. Remember, people may be using you and you think you are moving with them and you don't realize that you are very much alone. There is Christianity. Then there is mere religion. Mere religion will kill you, and by the time you realize it, it will be too late. Today, you have opportunity. Opportunity to surrender your life to Jesus. I'd like you to stand up if you want to do so, and I'll show you what you must do. It is important you did so. And I'm urging you in the name of Jesus to do so right now if you're here. I said, man of God, I can't remember openly, sincerely praying and making a commitment that Jesus should be my Lord and Savior. I just found myself flowing into the religion, church, and whatever. But today, I know there's a difference. And I want to surrender my life to Jesus. I'd like you to stand before we pray. If you're here, you have opportunity to do so. What is at stake is your life. What is at stake is your eternal destiny. Ahab, they killed him. That slave girl was free. By the time you read the story we started in Acts, even though they put Paul in prison, God, who will always fight for his people, fought for them and delivered them. God will defend you if you belong to him. And that's why I'm asking you, don't leave this place if you have never made that decision. Tomorrow may not be in your hands. Tomorrow may be too late. Tonight, you have opportunity to say to Jesus, I surrender to you. I want you to stand before I pray. Wherever you are, it's a tremendous opportunity. I'd like those of you who are standing to come forward here. I want to pray with you. Wherever you are, you're standing, please come over here. I want to pray with you. And perhaps you have been debating, should I not? The debate is not necessary. God doesn't have double standards. Mere religion may lead you to a place, roadblock. You may think you are on. Name if you name. Today is the day you can settle it and surrender your life to Jesus Christ. Just step forward before we pray. We want to pray now. We want to pray for these ones, and I'm urging you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth to tell yourself the truth about your heart condition and say, God, I will give my life to you. I am coming. I want to. I want you to come forward right now before we pray. We're going to pray, and I'm asking those of you who are standing here to repeat after me. Lord Jesus Christ, I stand before you today, and I remove from me the spirit of ordinary religion. I need you, Lord Jesus. Today, I come to you and I'm asking you, touch my life. Make me your child. I confess my sins to you. Forgive me, O God. Forgive me, O God. Cleanse me from my sins, from my foolishness. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Be my Savior and my Lord. I accept you. as my Savior. Forgive me, Lord. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and make me your child. Father, thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Again, same time next week on Living Spring Time, we invite you to worship with us at the Praise Temple of Amazing Love Assembly, Trosekou, Enugu, on Sunday by 8:30 a.m., Monday prayer power by 5 p.m., Wednesday Holy Convocation by 12 noon, Wednesday Bible study by 5 p.m., and Friday night vigil by 12 midnight. Remember, the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. Thank you.